part of all this and more. But from one amazing conversation to another amazing conversation with friend to the show, Dr. Fatima Hussein. Hi, Doc. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely amazing to be having you. Now, of course, let me lay out the red carpet so people understand exactly what we're talking about. Now, with thyroid cancer affecting one in 532 people, according to Netcare Hospital statistics, Thyroid Awareness Week raises awareness on the importance of early detection, especially given its prevalence, which is why we are joined by specialist surgeon Dr. Fatima Hussein, who has an interest in breast, thyroid, and parathyroid health, as well as soft tissue surgical oncology. Now, of course, Dr. Fatima, having just come from Thyroid Awareness Week, I'm interested in finding out what are some of the interesting things you've noted with the conversations people are having regarding thyroid cancer?
Well, I'm just very surprised that people are actually having them. Some people don't even know they have a thyroid, which I think is the most the surprising thing. Most people don't even know they have a thyroid until they develop thyroid problems or they see somebody with a neck mass. So slowly with these sorts of thyroid cancer awareness days, we're actually starting to have conversations that these thyroid cancer and thyroid disease in general exists and that it's extremely treatable. And it's very different from conventional cancers or the common cancers that we often hear about, like colon cancer and prostate cancer and breast cancer. It is, in fact, one of the most treatable cancers, one of the best prognoses amongst cancers, cancer types. So it's nice that we are starting to have these conversations and people are becoming more aware that the thyroid exists and that they can potentially get diseases of it, cancer specifically, and that it can be treated.
Now, I love the fact that you're saying that the one surprising thing is the fact that people are having conversations regarding thyroid cancer. So what conversations do you feel like we need to now have more of, especially when it comes to the education of thyroid cancer?
I think one of the very important things is that we should acknowledge that disease exists and we shouldn't really wait until we have significant problems with breathing and eating and swallowing. We should acknowledge that if you have a lesion or growing mass in your neck, that this may actually be something like thyroid cancer, and one should actually go to the doctor and pursue help, get your investigations. We should try not to be like ostriches with our heads in the sand. We should acknowledge disease, be aware of it, and seek treatment, seek help so that we can ensure for ourselves and for ourselves especially a good prognosis with regard to treatment.
Now, of course, for someone who's still not familiar, please just unpack what exactly is thyroid cancer and what are some of the biggest misconceptions regarding it?
So there are different types of thyroid cancer. The most common types of thyroid cancer that one will hear of are papillary thyroid cancer, follicular thyroid cancer, medullary thyroid cancer, and anaplastic thyroid cancers. And these are the first two, papillary and follicular thyroid cancers. Those are truly cancers that develop from the actual thyroid cells. And they behave slightly differently. They have different ways that they spread to other organs, to lymph nodes, etc. And papillary thyroid cancer, in particular, is the most common thyroid cancer among all thyroid cancers. And of course, the main focus of treatment for these thyroid cancers, papillary and follicular in particular, is something that we call radioactive iodine treatment, and it's not actually does not actually come in the form of chemotherapy. One of the mainstays of treatment, as well, is surgery. So the two work together in order to treat the patient and ultimately provide them with cure.
Now, of course, before we get into the treatment, please just unpack what are some of the common symptoms of thyroid cancer that people should be aware of, and how exactly does it affect the body?
So the majority of thyroid cancers are actually asymptomatic. It's slowly, if a patient has a thyroid cancer, it's often an incidental finding. So people are now getting scanned for other reasons, for lung lesions, for nose in the neck, for ENT reasons. And often the thyroid is then our organ that is incidentally evaluated on this imaging, and then we note that there is a lesion or nodule, or we don't necessarily know that it's a cancer yet. We have to biopsy that lesion before we can confirm it. But ultimately, that's how it leads to getting that diagnosis. So most patients are actually asymptomatic. But other patients can present with a slowly or progressively growing mass, meaning like a kind of looks like a little bit of a tennis ball in the neck that's growing. It can be either on one side, it can be on both sides. It's usually painless. Some people can present with voice changes, so hoarseness, swallowing difficulties, especially if the tumor is pressing on the esophagus or the swallowing pipe, or even if in the case that it is invading. Of course, if the tumor has metastasized, if it's spread to other organs, then you can present with other symptoms depending on the organ that it has spread to.
Now, of course, can you share any stories of individuals who've been impacted by thyroid cancer and how they've coped with their diagnosis and treatment?
Too many.
That's a beautiful thing, actually.
it is surprisingly, it is one of those cancers that I think I like when I sit in the thyroid clinic or without thyroid cancer, I seldom ever give bad news. So in these patients, yes, when even if they are diagnosed with thyroid cancer, I mean the big C is always the scary bit of it. But ultimately, some of these thyroid cancers especially if it's like a well-differentiated or kind of like, how would I put it in simple terms, a good-looking tumor, not a very aggressive one, sometimes just removing the one node of the thyroid is more than enough to treat this patient or cure this patient from their cancer. And follow-up is often just checking them once a year with a blood test and an ultrasound of the neck. In other patients who have slightly more advanced disease, they get complete thyroidectomy, so the removal of the whole thyroid and some of the lymph nodes in the neck. But this is a very well-tolerated operation. Most patients actually do so well. Apart from the scar, you wouldn't even say that they've had the thyroid surgery. After that, they get some radioactive iodine, so the treatment doesn't involve them losing their hair, doesn't involve them being very, very, very sick, you know, especially like with the other chemotherapy drugs that we know about. People feel so sick for the entire duration that they're on that treatment. But radioactive iodine doesn't really do that. And then after, it's one single tablet, and after that, they do well. So most patients, you wouldn't even realize or have had thyroid cancer, they wouldn't actually even realize that they have had it. It's actually one of those well-tolerated cancers, and the treatment is actually not too bad in the scope of cancer treatment.
Now, of course, how important are awareness weeks like Thyroid Awareness Weeks to educate the community on thyroid cancer beyond just the weeks itself? And what resources are available for people looking to learn more about the cancer?
So there's a myriad of resources available on the internet. There's especially like guidelines, like the Thyroid Association guidelines. There's a good one for patients, so you don't have to read the big medical terms and things like that. They are designed for patients to understand their disease a lot better. And of course, there's for them to understand how we plan their treatment, etc. the thyroid awareness week. These are very important because, first of all, we need to raise awareness that thyroid cancer exists. And the greatest thing that I'm trying to get out there is that it's really treatable, especially if it's diagnosed early. It has an exceptional cure rate and generally a very, very good prognosis. So it's one of those cancers that one should actually not be afraid of. Mm. We should try and approach it with an open mind, get diagnosed early and get it ultimately treated, because the treatment also of the cancer is not too involved. It's not something that takes that much away from one's life. And no cancer is something that does take away in general. Just the trauma of the disease does take away. But it is something that we can afford patients with longevity. It is very different to the vast majority of other types of thyroid cancers out there.
Definitely. Now, of course, Now, of course, unfortunately, time is of the essence. But, you know, as we speak about the need for support, in what ways can family, friends or even colleagues show support to someone affected by the thyroid cancer? And what are your parting words to those that are listening?
My parting words, be aware. And support is always important. Anyone with a cancer diagnosis needs support. Thyroid cancer patients are no different. There shouldn't be really a stigma associated with any cancer, and definitely not with thyroid cancer. We should try to afford these patients comfort and try and build them up, give them the support that you would want if you are posed with the same diagnosis.
Now, of course, if we want any more information, where do we find you, Dr. Fatima?
You're welcome to peruse our website at Upper Street Hussein and Associates. We have lots and lots of guidelines as well and information and a few articles on thyroid disease as well. If you'd like to, and of course, you're always welcome to contact me if you have any thyroid related issues on our practice itself.
Doc, it is always such a pleasure reconnecting with you and most importantly raising awareness to the issues that do happen in our communities. I hope that someone is listening to this and is heeding that call. Thank you so much, Doc.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. Enjoy your evening.
All the best. Thank you so much, Doc. That is, of course, specialist surgeon Dr. Fatima Hussein talking to us about thyroid cancer, what we can expect from it, early detection, saving lives, and most importantly, reminding you that there is help there out there for you, man. Now, of course, we do need to go straight into the news, making sure that you guys know exactly what is happening in the weather as well as in the traffic, driving you home safely.
Bush Radio. Mother for community radio in Africa. 89.5 FM.